teach the story of the amygdala, input of senses to the base brain, processed to fear or flight, fear or fight, or shunt to the reservoir of calm. Watch a deer pick up its head at first sign, then run, or calmly put head down again and eat. Out from the amygdala first comes a sign, attention, followed by one of two commands, on guard to fight or look for a chance to run. That signal, whatever it may be, goes from amygdala to cortex, machine of cognition, and right along beside the signal from amygdala comes input, direct from the senses. Is there a lag between? What difference in how we process? Consider the studies of Leduc. Ponder their implications. Winston Churchill led a nation, led, so described, the free world through times of desolation, fear, inspiriting them with a vision of the future in which they'd win, defeat the Hun, as he so gutturally put it, predicting that future with assurance. Did he never think we could fail? Did he feel it his mission to cover doubt? Did he manipulate evidence with which he framed his message? How does the leader speak to his audience? Should the form of discourse change from peace to war? How do we determine in which state we are? Is it by signal from our amygdala? Do we look for different leaders depending on which state we're in? An advocate who seeks to win tries to lead opinion right through to conclusion, to opinion turned to action. How can we use fear to take us where we want to go instead of stopping us? Mel Brooks.